Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Welcome, one and all, to the Base Camp Team Adventure Race. The staff and I are so happy to have all you kids back with us after the break. And we're kicking things off this season with a brand new event. Sue?
That's right, Mountain Man Jack. For this event, you'll divide up into teams for a cross-country trek. The goal is to be the first to finish the circuit around Puckett Peak and cross the finish line back here. To do that, you'll need to navigate three sections of the race. The hiking section, the biking section, and finally, the rafting section. Your team can't advance to the next section unless all your members are present. Nurse Klein and a few other volunteers will be stationed along the way if you need any help, and a trained adult will be assigned each raft for the end of the race.
The winners will receive the Golden Summit Cup!
Legendary Golden Summit Cup?
That's right!
The one spoken of in reverent whispers at the edges of the forest at night?
The very same.
How come I never heard of this?
Because we just made it up last week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that covers it. Get situated at the starting line in 10 minutes. We'll be around to answer any questions you might have. The teams are as follows. Team 1, Albert, Jilly, Piper, and Terrence. Team 2, Karen, JJ, Cooper, and Molly. Team 3, Carrie, Rachel, Kyle, and Luke.
You ready for this, Piper?
Oh, I'm ready, Karen. Ready for the race? Or ready to hold back your tears of defeat?
Oh, big words, Karen, big words.
I'm kidding. Seriously though, you're going down.
Not likely.
Jilly, you look prepared.
With me and Piper on the same team, the prize is as good as ours.
Jilly, take off the mask and snorkel. The rafting section is last.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Piper, hi, Jilly.
Oh, Molly.
What's the hug for?
I'm just sorry we're gonna have to beat you. Why they put you on Karen's team, I'll never know.
Hey, Molly's going to be a valuable asset.
Yeah. What's an asset?
You'll be a big help.
Yes. Yes, I will. Where are the boys? We're supposed to have an even number of boys and girls on each team, right?
Sorry I'm late. I was doing my calf stretching exercises.
Oh, that's right. Albert's on your team. How do you think that's gonna go for you?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Fear not, Piper. I'm hydrated, stretched, and mentally flexed. I'm sure we'll complete this contest ahead of all the other teams with plenty of time to spare.
Hey, guys.
JJ, Cooper, good to see you.
What did we miss?
Nothing much, just talking smack.
Oh, my favorite part. You guys are going down.
We'll see about that, JJ.
Who's that?
Oh, it's Terrence.
No, it's not. He's too tall to be Terrence.
He doesn't sound like Terrence.
I'm telling you, it's Terrence.
Terrence?
Hey, guys. What are you looking at?
Your voice.
Yeah, got a lot deeper over the break.
And you're so tall.
I guess I had a growth spurt.
It's called puberty, the process by which adolescence begins.
Okay, thank you, Albert. That's enough of that.
Racers, to your starting positions.
Yeah, that's our cue.
Racers, on your mark. Get it, go!
Go, go, go!
Remember, everyone, conserve your energy.
Hurry it up, Albert!
And they're off.
Yep.
It's nice to have so many volunteers. Gives us a chance to relax a little until the kids get back.
Well, I'll say. What are y'all doing for the next few hours?
I don't have many plans past this donut.
Ain't that your third one?
I ain't full yet, Joe.
All right. To answer your question, Sue, I'll be taking some time to take down an evil prince.
What?
I'm gonna play my new video game.
You play video games, Joe?
Yeah. A while back when I took Albert to that comic shop, they had some new games that caught my eye. I used to play the old-fashioned video games when I was younger, living with Ma and Pa, but it's been years. Thought it might be something fun to get back into.
Neat. Well, what game did you get?
I think it's Armor Quest 4, Revenge of the Dragon Prince.
I had no idea that was out yet.
Sue?
You play video games?
Well, maybe a little. I've kinda unlocked every item in Armor Quest 1 through 3.
Well, and you gotta show me the ropes.
Well, I was gonna spend some time with Jesus.
Oh, well then, by all means, go ahead. There'll be other times.
No. A person's first time playing an Armor Quest game is something special. I'd like to be there to see it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've got several hours to get my quiet time. Besides, you'll need a real AQ with you if you want to get past that first boss level. They're traditionally really tough.
AQ?
Alma Questa. Okay, so I've been to a few conventions in Australia. Leave me alone.
Maybe I'll join y'all. This is something I gotta see. Oh, this donut's so good.
Welcome to the top of Puckett Peak. Congratulations, you're the first team here. I got water bottles over here if you need them, and the bikes are ready and waiting over there.
Thanks, Mr. Reeford.
We made it. I'm gonna need a nap.
There's no time for rest, guys. We gotta keep going.
I'm with Karen. They may be behind us now, but with Piper and Terrence on their team, you can bet they'll catch up with us.
Unless we make sure they won't catch up with us.
What do you mean?
I mean, we could set up some extra obstacles for them to face on their way down the mountain.
Oh, I like you.
Wouldn't that be cheating?
This seems awfully familiar.
Don't worry about it, guys. You just follow JJ and I's lead.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
There sure are a lot more buttons on these controllers than when I was playing.
How many buttons are you used to?
One! And a joystick. And now there's one stick for each thumb and more buttons than I have fingers.
You'll get used to it with practice.
What does that mean when that bar up there turns red?
That means his character is about to lose all his health points.
That sounds bad, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. I figured.
Watch out for the fireballs!
Ah!
That was a close one, Joe.
Jack, what is that? Donut number 5?
Whoops! You fell in the lava.
Tarnation.
Should have been watching the game instead of being the donut police.
Welcome to the top of Puckett Peak. You're in second place. I've got water bottles over here, and the bikes are over there. Feel free to rest, but if you hurry, you can still catch the leaders.
Wow. That was a hike.
I found it quite refreshing.
That's probably because you had me carry you for most of it.
My apologies, Terrence, but the discrepancy between our two strides has vastly increased due to your new height. This was the best way to ensure the entire team arrived at the checkpoint together.
Whatever, no arguing. Is everyone going to start on the bikes?
I can do it. Just let me get some water.
Same.
I'm all set.
Okay, here we go. I've got the green one. All right, everyone ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Woohoo! This is much better.
Yeah, mostly downhill.
What's that?
What's what?
There, up ahead.
It looks like a...
No!
Ow.
Is everyone okay?
I think I have all my fingers.
What was that?
Did you see that? That was sweet.
Come on, let's go. They were closer than I thought.
They cheated. They strung up that rope across those trees on purpose to trip us up.
That's reprehensible.
Yeah, and it was a rotten thing to do, too.
Do you know what this means?
Uh-oh.
Piper's Log. We've been cheated. Our arch enemies have struck us down, but we will not go down without a fight. We will avenge the fallen!
Piper, we need to get back on our bikes and hurry if we're going to catch them.
You're right. Everyone back on the bikes! See them up ahead. Move it, everyone. Pedal to the metal.
But if your pedals touch the metal of your bike, won't they get stuck?
It's an expression. How'd they catch up with us?
Forget about catching up. They're passing us.
Bye, guys.
No!
So you're saying if I keep fighting the little dragons, my armor level will be up to where I'll be strong enough to fight the big dragon?
Right. And with a few side quests to get some other accessories, you'll be able to take him out no problem.
Joe, you gonna get that?
Would you mind getting it, Jack? I gotta concentrate if I'm gonna get up this ice cliff.
Watch out for the falling icicle!
Oh, no! That was a close one.
Okay, now go left.
This is base camp. How may I help you? Yes, ma'am. Parents' Day is next weekend. Oh, well, yes. If you filled out the form on that website thing, I'm sure we have your reservation. Can I confirm it? Hold on. Joe, I need you over here.
Kinda busy, Jack. These giant snowballs aren't gonna dodge themselves.
Double jump!
Joe, I got a parent on the line here. They're traveling far and want to confirm we got their reservations for Parents' Day.
Jack, just log in on the computer. The reservation list is on the desktop.
What do logs have to do with the computer? And if the list is on the desk, why do I gotta mess with the computer at all?
Jack, you almost made me have to start all over.
Here, I'll take it. You go help Jack.
Thanks, Sue. And don't forget to...
grab the hidden power up behind the golden stone. Way ahead of you.
Great.
Here you go.
Thanks. Hello, this is Mountain Man Joe. Yes, ma'am? All right, let me check.
Sue, it's getting late. Didn't you say you wanted to do some quiet time?
Huh? Oh, yeah, maybe after this level.
All right, we'll see you then.
There's a chocolate one.
Hey, guys, you've made it to the last leg of the race. I'll be your assigned adult for the rafting section.
Where's the water?
Oh, over there.
Awesome, great. Can you go get us some? Thank you, bye. Okay, she's gone. Let's deflate the other team's raft.
What?
Oh, I see. Sweet retribution.
No, Albert. We're getting back at the other team. Try to keep up.
That's cheating.
They clothesline us with a rope.
All's fair in love and war. Or so I'm told.
Guys, I can't go along with this. It's against what God would want us to do.
Parents is right. We can't cheat.
What? But Piper, you're the one who is monologuing about not going down without a fight.
I know, but we'll just have to put up a fight without cheating.
Are you just going along with Terrence because of his new commanding jawline?
No! Look, if winning is more important to us than following God and doing what's right, then we're basically saying winning is more important to us than God.
Piper, I would never say that.
That's just it, though. We'd be saying it with our actions.
That's right. We might think that we love God the most in our hearts, but our actions speak louder than words and reveal what's truly important to us.
It's not who we are underneath. It's what we do that defines us.
Wow, that sounded really cool.
Thanks, Piper. Are you okay?
They're coming!
I've got the water.
Everyone in the raft!
Everyone get your life jackets on.
Cast off, me hearties. Weigh anchor and hoist the mizzen.
Speak English.
Let's go!
We're gonna move on, people!
I'm coming! Don't we need to wait for one of the adult volunteers?
We'll be fine! Come on, they're getting away!
Cooper, toss me an oar.
Here we go!
Okay, let's go! Hey, wait, I'm supposed to come with you!
Goodbye, Nurse Klein. You look pretty today.
Thanks!
Well, kids will be back soon. Better start heading over there.
In a minute, Jack. How are we supposed to dodge that tail swing?
I told you, you need a double jump and then glide.
I'm trying, but he ain't gliding.
Did you equip the rocket boots before you ended the boss lair?
Define equip.
Here, pause it and I'll just do it.
Wait, you can pause the game? Why didn't you just do that when I needed you on the phone?
I don't know, we were caught up in the moment.
All right. Y'all, seriously, we gotta get going. Turn it off or leave it paused or whatever you have to do. Kids will be here soon.
Jack's right. You can just turn it off, Joe. The game has an autosave feature.
Back in my day, we couldn't even save the game, much less autosave it.
Avast! They be gaining on our stern!
And they're coming up behind us quick!
Paddle!
Hey, guys.
Team, focus on rowing!
We're gonna win this race. Get the point.
Is that a 10 spike?
JJ.
Ah! We just popped our raft!
It's deflating!
We be plunged in JP Jones' locker!
Fine, everyone. No one panic. We all have our life jackets on, and there are no rapids. We can either climb out to shore or float to the finish line.
I can't believe they did that! We might as well float. I'm beat.
Yeah.
All right, matey.
Everyone hold hands so we don't lose anyone.
Here, Piper.
Oh, thanks, Terrence. Albert, she said hold hands! Get off my back!
Well, here they come!
And it looks like the winning team is Team 2, Karen, JJ, Cooper, and Molly.
Just a tick. Where's the adult ref supervisor?
Did we win? Did we?
You're the first team back.
Yes. All right.
The Golden Summit Cup is ours.
But, where's your supervisor?
Oh, well,
We left Nurse Klein back at the raft checkpoint.
How did that happen?
We were just in a really big hurry.
Yeah, that's all. Must have just slipped our minds.
And then we popped the other team's raft.
Molly!
You what?
It's true, Mountain Man Jack.
They have life jackets.
That is entirely beside the point.
Here they come now.
Land ho.
Hey, Mountain Man Jack. Joe. Sue.
Megan, are you all right? We heard the raft popped.
Oh, yeah. We're fine. Just wet.
Karen? JJ? Is it true that one of you popped their raft?
It was me, Mountain Man Jack.
How?
This.
Well, that's disappointing, JJ. What were you thinking? Somebody could have gotten hurt, including you, with this tent spike. Also, these rafts are expensive.
We're sorry, Mountain Man Jack. We just got so caught up with winning, we kind of lost our heads.
It's okay, Mountain Man Jack. We could have done the same thing, and we almost did.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Piper. And because you didn't, y'all will be declared the winners, even though you got here second.
Woohoo!
Now y'all get cleaned up. When the other teams get back, we'll have dinner and do a campfire story. And even though he was the son of King David, Solomon allowed himself to be led astray to worship idols. Fake gods made of wood and gold and stone, instead of the one true God.
Mountain Man Jack?
Yes, Molly?
Why would King Solomon want to worship statues when he knew that God is real?
That's a good question, Molly. Why do we still worship idols today? It's for the same reasons.
I don't worship idols, Mountain Man Jack.
Are you sure about that, Cooper? Sadly, I know I do sometimes. It's not what you're thinking. See, an idol isn't just a statue made out of gold or whatnot. An idol can be anything. Anything that we love more than God.
I don't think I love anything more than God.
Well, we say that, and sometimes thankfully it's true. But words don't mean much when our actions are telling a different story. We may say we love God the most, but then if we do something like steal, well, we're showing that we really love stuff more than we love God. Because if we truly love God the most, we wouldn't steal. Because he's commanded us not to. In John 14:15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
So an idol is a sin?
Only kinda. Loving something more than God is a sin. But see, we can make idols out of anything. And I mean anything. Even good things. Let me give you an example. Do y'all think donuts are sinful?
No.
You sure? There's not an 11th commandment somewhere that says thou shalt not eat donuts?
No.
Donuts are perfectly fine, good things. But the Bible says that gluttony is a sin. Gluttony is when you make an idol out of food. You let your body control your actions instead of giving God control. Well, today, I was doing that with donuts. I must have had 7 or 8 of them.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, pretty impressive. Thing is, I knew I was eating more than I should, but I still kept going because these donuts were so good. I was using them donuts to commit gluttony. I was using them donuts to sin. So today, I made an idol out of donuts. Ah, I see y'all are catching on. What else could be an idol? Karen?
That golden cup, winning.
I see. Now, is winning a sin?
No.
How about being happy or excited that you won something?
I don't think so.
It's not a sin. Winning's always fun. And the feelings that come with it are good and natural. But
when I want to win more than I want to follow God's commands, it's an idol.
Bingo. Now, would you like to hear a good way of staying clear of idols in your life?
Is the answer to join a monastery, Mountain Man Jack? Surely isolating oneself from the pleasures of this world is the most effective way to avoid being tempted to idolize them.
Well, some people choose to go about it that way. And if you do find you've made an idol in your life out of something good, you might need to take a break from that good thing, till you can come back to it without putting more importance on it than God. But no, I wasn't going to say join a monastery. In Luke 10:27 it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind." So here's a question for you. If you're loving God with all your heart, is there going to be any love left to love your parents? Or your friends? Or maybe your pet? Sounds kind of lonely, huh? It's true. God is all you need. But He designed us to live in fellowship with each other. And all the good things He's created. So if we're loving God with all our heart, is there any room to love anything else at all? I can tell y'all are stumped. Let me put it this way. Imagine your life is a big bookcase. On the top shelves are the things that are the most important to you. Maybe family or friends, quiet time, church. On the middle shelves are things that are less important. Maybe like sports or school or video games. And the bottom things, they're the things that aren't really important, like how good your hair looks or something like that. Where do you think God should be on your shelf?
The very top?
Good try, Piper. But no.
What?
God does not want to be on the top shelf of your bookcase. He wants to be the bookcase. In other words, everything on the bookcase of your life needs to be honoring the Lord. Playing sports the way He wants you to, win or lose. Managing your time wisely with studying or video games or board games or whatever. Loving people like you said to love them. See, if you're doing everything in your life for Jesus, and you're giving Him the praise and the glory for it, well then, instead of being an idol, anything on your bookcase then becomes a tool for honoring and worshiping God. And if God is your bookcase, that means anything that doesn't honor Him can't fit on the bookcase. So sin, or using good things in a bad way, shouldn't be able to fit on the bookcase of your life if it's not honoring God. If you're honoring God with all you do, well then, you're loving Him with all your heart.
Mountman Jack, you have just blown my mind.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Take this lesson to heart, kids. Now me, I'm going to be taking a little break from donuts. When I decide to come back to them, I'm probably going to set a limit for myself each day. Still haven't beat this game?
Not yet.
Put up your shield, mate! Have you taken leave of your senses?
Sorry, I thought he was going the other direction. Oh well, time to turn it off anyway.
We'll get him tomorrow.
You're quitting right in the middle of one of them boss fights?
Yeah, we listened to your message last night and figured we'd been handling this game situation poorly.
Yeah, I couldn't tear myself away to do my job answering the phones. I mean, people are supporting me to be here and I was neglecting my duties.
And I pushed back my quiet time until there was no more time in the day. So, we set up a time limit for ourselves of an hour a day.
And maybe 2 hours on the weekends.
Maybe.
That's not funny.
Wow, what a crazy day. It was fun even though I got a little wetter than I had planned. As we learned today, anything can be an idol. Even the good gifts God provides for us can become idols if we love them too much. We thank God for His gifts and use them to honor and worship Him by obeying His word. And the greatest gift of all is Jesus, who outshines every other good thing in the universe. We get to spend time with Him whenever we want through prayer, reading the Bible, and rejoicing in His blessings. I hope today that you'll decide to be honest about anything in your life that you're choosing to love more than God, and that you'll choose to love God by being obedient to His word.
Thanks, Megan. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. To experience more fun from the world of Basecamp, grab a parent and visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you'll find books, comics, coloring sheets, and more. To hear more episodes of Basecamp for free, download the Life Action app and select the Kids tab, where you'll find all of our audio albums. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. First Place was written by Evan David and directed by Evan David, with sound design by Carter Warren and Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Matt Fredericks, Sam Loving, Anna Nelson, Abe Krause, Ellen Avery, Cameron Hertklotz, Laurel Avery, Evan David, Christy Fredericks, Melissa Hankins, and Krista Loving. Our creative directors were Matt Fredericks and Evan David, and our executive producer was Aaron Paulus. We hope you'll join us next time for Basecamp Adventures.